Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
4:06, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. The weather seems, kind of iffy, but it's not bad, actually. The rain has let up. And that's a good thing. Tomorrow night is Politics and Pints. Again, I'm hoping that you've got your tickets. It's been sold out for quite some time. And I think it's going to be the last time we're going to be in Hopewell, certainly for the foreseeable future. Remember what the idea of this whole thing was from the beginning, was to take it on the road, move it around various and sundry parts of Central Virginia. So we've been there at the Beacon Theater. This is going to be the third time we're there. Oh, and there's also a dispute. Now, Jerm, you said it's the eighth time that we're doing Politics and Pints. John Reed was telling me this morning it's the ninth time. And I don't actually keep track of these things, so I don't know. But it's either the eighth time or the ninth time. Either way, it's a good time. We will have a good time, I'm sure of that. We'll discuss all of the big issues. Now, I am concerned. I am very, very concerned with the national security of this nation. I mean, I'm just going to tell you flat out. I think we are in a terrible, terrible strait right about now. I think that it's just difficult. And I'm hoping that President Trump is returned to the Oval Office and gets things straightened up. A couple of weeks back, I was out at Liberty University. My dear friend Dave Brandt puts on the CEO Summit. And Dave said, hey, why don't you come out for this? It's going to be a great thing. You're going to be my personal guest, basically. We're going to include you in this. And I had the opportunity to just listen to some of the most brilliant people I have ever heard. And Keith Kellogg is one of those guys. Now, I'm familiar, obviously, with Keith Kellogg's services, National Security Advisor to Vice President Pence and as National Security Advisor to President Trump. Retired lieutenant general out of the Army, 3-star, and he's with us this afternoon. General, I appreciate you being here, sir.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Good to be with you today.
Oh, my goodness. The pleasure is mine. I just want us to jump into this because I can just sit back and listen to you explain everything as I did a couple of weeks back out at Liberty. Just how dangerous a situation are we in right now when we talk about the national security setting?
Yeah, you know, Jeff, it's really pretty bad. What I mean by that is I've never seen a situation like this in my lifetime. And I think you have to go back to 1938, back to Munich Security, back to Munich when Chamberlain came out of that and said, well, it's going to be peace in our time with the Germans. And within a year, the world was at war. And the reason I say that is there's really no controlling things going on right now. We see a lot of things happening with no, basically, ability to manage it at all. You look at the Middle East right now, there's a rather significant regional war going on. And I can paint you a scenario where that could erupt almost overnight into a major war. I can show you the same thing in the middle of Europe when you've got Ukraine and Russia fighting a war that people do not understand how significant that war is. I mean, this is a war that right now the belief is that the Russians have lost 600,000, according to a British report just the other day, 600,000 dead or wounded. You know, this is a nation when they were the Soviet Union lost 18,000 in Afghanistan and left it. You know, the United States left Vietnam after losing 60,000. You started 600,000. In the Ukrainians have lost about 120,000. The Russian army in the field is right now the size of the entire active United States Army. You've got a major war being fought there. Then you switch over to the Pacific, and you've got an emergent China, which is really pushing the envelope right now with Taiwan and what they're trying to do, both economically and diplomatically and military. You look at North Korea right now, and who knows what they're doing, but they're doing some really strange things right now. Oh, by the way, the reports are they're providing 20,000 combat soldiers for the Russians to use against Ukrainians. And then you look at everything that's happened in our southern border, which is a national security issue as well. It's a broken border, and it's causing massive problems. You look at the cartels that are pushing fentanyl and other illicit drugs and human trafficking across our border. That's going to have to be dealt with. And then just look at the economics alone of what's happening with the inflation here in the United States. And when you put all of that together, you've got just massive problems that have got to be solved. When we were down at Liberty, remember I made the comment, I said, you know, there's an arcade game called Whack-A-Mole, where you go in the arcade game and there's a game you play, and the ball comes up, you hit with a hammer, it goes down. The one that comes up, you hit it with a hammer, it goes down. You know, during the Trump administration, we were able to balance all those. We basically addressed each problem that came up because we knew they had to be discrete. And right now, this administration has not done that. So you've got all these problems happening at all at the same time. And now the question is, how do you put them all back in the box? And they don't have a plan for it. I mean, nobody can show me, Jeff, the plan that this administration has, nor does Harris, right, to solve the problem in the Middle East, or to solve the problem you're seeing in Europe right now, and solve the Far East as well. And these can all explode on you pretty rapidly. And I think there's ways you can do it, but it's the next president is going to have an enormous problem. Either you continue what you're seeing with President Harris, or you start to resolve those problems with President Trump, and none of them are going to be easy.
Well, General, you talk about how they don't have a policy that you can point to. There are many who look at Joe Biden and say he has racked up an impressive record of being wrong on every foreign policy issue during his entire time in public life. So we're probably not shocked. This is an unfair question, but I have to ask it. Is China then the number one issue? Is there something else that moves to number one? Or do we, as you point out, just have to do whack-a-mole and deal with the stuff as it comes?
Yeah, you know, it can be kind of a tongue-in-cheek answer. My answer is yes.
Okay.
What I mean by that is they're all problems because they all are interrelated. And they all feed off one another. And that's the reason I said we were very discreet about how we handled it, because we knew if we kept, for example, North Korea, if we knew we kept them in a box, if we prevented them from moving towards China or providing other problems, if we talked to China primarily economically, that would kind of push them aside and keep them in a separate box. And the same with Russia. Now that's happened, when I'm talking about interrelated, you see this relationship now that Russia has with Iran, that they have with North Korea, they have with China. You know, China and Russia have got this friendship treaty right now, which gives them great economic support for the Russians to continue their fight. You see what's happening with the allies when they're saying, well, if the United States isn't going to do anything, we're going to cut our own deal. And what I mean by that, recently, the Saudi Arabians and the Iranians cut a separate deal on peace in the region with using the Chinese. That would have never happened in a previous administration, especially a Trump administration.
That's right.
So you see these things all starting to happen, and people are going to say, well, I don't know if I want to be with these guys, meaning the United States, because we're not sure where they're going to be at. And because of that, you've got a total lack of deterrence in all of these regions. And deterrence is based on two things. It's based on capacity or capability. Do you have enough tanks? Do you have enough airplanes? Do you have enough people? Do you have the economic backbone to do it? Most importantly, the second piece of that is will. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the will to do it, you can have the greatest economy or the military in the world, but nothing's going to happen. And right now, the world's saying, we don't think the United States has the will to execute anything. They've proven that. We do a lot of talking about it, but you don't see us really pushing the envelope and doing something about it. So because of that, everything's very, very unsettled. And you're going to have to bring all this back into balance, or you're not going to have peace anywhere, because these adversaries, you know, they're not Jeffersonian Democrats. They're not friends. And they're going to keep pushing the envelope until somebody says, okay, this is enough.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the longer it goes, the more hard your response is going to be, which means you're going to have to, instead of a rather simple response, it's going to have to be a very complex response that is generally going to have to be a combination of economic, political, and military.
General Keith Kellogg is joining us. General Kellogg served as the National Security Advisor for President Trump, for Vice President Pence. General, you've had a long and distinguished career. If President Trump called you up tomorrow and said, well, we've got this thing in the bag and we're putting the band back together, you available?
Well, Jeff, the comment I make is when a president asks you a question, there's always two responses. The first response is yes, and the second response is yes, sir. The fact is, it's always an honor to serve. It's a privilege to serve because you're serving for the nation. And he will bring it. I am absolutely convinced that, and he has admitted that there were some mistakes that the Trump administration made early on personnel. He's not going to make the same mistake, and I believe him. And part of those were simply because, there's no book out there, Jeff, that says, there's this dummy series, math
yes.
for dummies or
right.
computers for dummies. There's no book out there that says presidents for dummies. You learn it on the road. When you get out there, you go through each step with it. And so do his advisors. So it's a tough process. Well, he's now read the book. He's mastered yep. the book, and so yep. so. His advisors as well, and it'll be a different story because of that. But it's always a privilege and honor to serve, and that's what the president asked. If he does ask, I'm sure there's a lot of people who actually say, sure, this is a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. One, because he's so much fun to be with, which he really is. I mean, to start, very candidly, Jeff, and I've been with him since 2015. He's a really brilliant guy, and he's got a great sense of humor. He's got a great attitude. A lot of things you see publicly is not the way he really is behind closed doors. But he really has the nation at heart, and he has his own good heart. And I saw that spending 4 years. I spent every day. I came in on the 20th of January on 2017, and I left on January 20th in 2021, when we walked out the door. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it all, spent every single day with him in close, kind of know, what's to be expected and what's not expected. So we'll see where it goes. I've got my fingers crossed.
Right.
I've got all my religious beads all over my place, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, I'll tell you something, General. You talk about how he is behind closed doors, and there are some of us who've had the opportunity just to meet him one or two times, have him in a conversation once or twice. The word that I used after spending some time with him, General, was gracious. And there were people that looked at me like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, my God,
yeah.
He was the most, again, gracious, hospitable, friendly sort of a guy. And I thought, well, I love you, man. You tell me what you need and where you need it, and I'm on board.
Jeff, I'll tell you one quick story. I remember being in the middle of COVID. I walked in the Oval Office with him, and we were just sitting. I just kind of leaned against the couch, and we were talking. And he looked at me. He goes, I just want people to get better.
Yeah.
Just like that. I said, sir, stop right there. You go out right now and say exactly that in the press room right now. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, it shows weakness. Oh, God. Okay. But that's the way he is, And I used to see him do things like that. I travel with him at Air Force One or Marine One. We talked and everything else. And all of us saw that in him. I mean, You know what I do? I tell people, because a lot of times there's a lot of times the women in the audience don't support him. I said, look, let me just lay something out to you. You tell me where I'm wrong. Donald J. Trump has been married 3 times. Ivana has since passed away, but all 3 of the wives adore him. Okay, they love him. He has 5 children from each of the marriages. His latest, of course, is marrying with Melania.
Right.
Look at those kids. Look at the way they've grown up. Look at the way their attitude is, and they all adore him. Okay, if you're a parent and you've got kids that do that from 3 different marriages, mixed marriages, are we missing something? Is he there's something about the quality of this man that you may have missed, and that's what I tell people. Okay, even Reagan's family didn't get along, but look,
right.
I look at those 5 kids and they all get along well. They all hang in there together. Trump loves them and they love him. So you tell me, where am I missing? What am I missing on this one?
Yeah, I don't think you're missing a thing, General. I think you've hit it just spot on. You hit it out of the park. Number one, let me thank you for making some time today. And I know we're only 21 days to the election. I'd love to get you back if you have the time. I don't want to be a pain in the rear end. And I do want to tell you that on that one particular panel you were part of, It was a unanimous decision by you guys on the stage that a message to Garcia was mandatory reading. And I just want to let you know, I ordered that sitting in the audience. I've since finished it, and I'm ordering another copy to send out to my son in California because he's got to read it as well.
Yeah, it's a quick read, but it's mission-type orders, and that's what you want of people with initiative to get the job done with a little bit of information. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is great stuff. General, number
and
one.
And by the way, Jeff, anytime you call, I'd be more than happy, Jeff, to come on anytime you want.
I love it. Well, we're going to get you back. Thank you for your service to this nation. I say that on behalf of my children as well as myself, and I look forward to chatting again soon. God bless you, General. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That is General Keith Kellogg. And you want to talk about one of the good guys? He's one of the good guys. He's a guy who has dedicated his entire life to service, to the service of this nation. And the things that he's done, the things that he's accomplished are just off the charts. And he's got a lot of lessons about President Trump. We're going to get him back, Germ. Let's make sure we do that as we get closer to the election. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.435 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I do apologize if I seem, slightly distracted here. We got some technical issues today. All right. We got a lot of other stuff that we're dealing with as well. Some interesting texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. I am reading through Craig Peterson's weekly newsletter, and I at times am thinking I need to always wear a baseball cap and maybe a face mask, because apparently everything is looking at me, and I'm not alone. Craig is joining us. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, you're welcome, but you can take the aluminum foil out of the inside of your baseball cap.
I can? Are you sure? I don't know. I got to tell you something. Today is one of those days where we could use somebody with your technical skill and to come in and wave your magical wand. But let us talk, because I'm looking at the license plate readers and I'm thinking now that's just to help us find stolen cars and everything else. But now you're telling me, ha ha, not so fast.
Yeah, this is a very big deal that most people aren't aware of. You've probably seen police cars with these cameras on them. There's like a camera on every corner of the car, and they're driving along the streets. They do them on tow trucks as well. In fact, they pay individuals to drive around with cameras on their cars. You can make $4,000 a month doing that, because what they're looking for, supposedly, right, is the cars that might have people miss payments, they're being repossessed. So it'll notice the car, right? And it sees the license plate, it reports it, and then the tow truck comes out, tows the car, and you get a bonus.
Okay.
So that's what you were thinking, and that's what most people think. I can see that, right?
Okay.
Well, here's the sad truth of it. Those cameras are cameras. Right, the cameras aren't smart and zoom in on the license plate number, take a picture just of that number. No, the camera's taking a picture of everything in its field of view. Oh. And it's also recording the GPS location and using an atomic clock to accurately tag exactly when the picture was taken. So it knows when it was taken, where it was taken. It's got this wide field picture. Mm. So now they're feeding all of these pictures into AIs. And the AIs are looking for any text that's in that picture. Now, that text can be the license plate number. It can identify license plate number quite reliably. Right. But as it turns out, those scanners and the software behind it, made by a company, a subsidiary of Motorola, by the way, is also reading and recording your bumper stickers, recording your T-shirts, what's on your T-shirt, what a sign that's on your lawn in your front window. You remember that, that, I think I was in Georgia, there was a thing, again, it might have been a sheriff, I can't remember the exact details, but he said, we need to you to write down the addresses of anybody with a Kamala Harris sign in her front yard, because these people just, they're not thinking straight.
Okay.
Well, guess what? With this stuff, a lady who's an investigative reporter got her license in New York State to be a private investigator. Okay. And then she gained access by that to this database to find people, right? Skip trace and other things.
Sure.
And she was able to put in names of people, of politicians, and find out anywhere any of these literally tens of thousands of cameras and now billions of photographs anywhere it was mentioned, when it was mentioned, where it was mentioned. So we don't even need to have this local sheriff ask you to write it down. No, they can just go because they have full access as police and find out anything that you've had on your car, on your lawn, on your window, on your bumper, anywhere.
Well, let me just save everybody a lot of time then, because in my yard, I have, I had four separate Donald Trump signs. I've given two away to some of the neighbors. I do have my John McGuire for Congress sign. What else have we got? Oh, and then that whole Trump Vance bumper sticker. All right. I've saved them some time and effort, maybe a couple of tax dollars. What do you think?
Right. Well, and let's think about predators. Let's think about a guy or a gal who is just trying to find you, trying to track you down, trying to prey on you.
Oh.
They can also get access to this by just hiring a private investigator or talking to a buddy that's a police officer.
Yeah.
So they can find out where you are. Because remember, it's taking pictures of everything. That includes your face. And not long from now, there's no evidence right now that they're actually using the AI to recognize people's faces. But the government isn't supposed to be collecting this information. But private businesses, these data brokers, are not stopped from doing that sort of a thing. So the government goes to them to find out information about people because we can't do it, right?
Yeah.
And so the next step is, the facial recognition component, it's going on, and we're just sitting there shrugging.
It's the robots, man, and that's where we're headed, right? These stinking robots.
Yeah.
This may sound crazy, but didn't this start really with Google Earth? When Google decided we're going to drive everywhere and take pictures of everything and stick it right in our hard drive, you know, that was it. And then from there, man, I know it's easy for me to put in the address in my GPS, and that's very convenient. But having spoken to you now for a while, I'm thinking, well, are they keeping track of that? Why would they want to know I'm going to the dentist? Oh, well, maybe some insurance company says, geez, you had a cavity. We're not going to give you dental insurance. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Or your next employer, right?
Yeah.
They can get at that data. It's really, really scary. And when you're talking about Google, remember, Google was funded by which two three-letter agencies in the U.S. government? The CIA and NSA. Funded Google as a research project to see what they could get in tracking people. So, you know, Google, the whole January 6th thing was geofencing. It was, if you had an Android phone and you were at the Capitol or anywhere around it on January 6th, that Android phone was more than happy to report your location.
Wait a minute. Okay, are you blaming Android for this too? You know, Apple phones reported where you were? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually true.
Oh,
the Apple has been pushing back against any sort of surveillance operations. You've heard the cases in the news about Apple not cooperating in the most egregious cases where people have murdered other people and Apple would not crack the phone. These backdoors, I've got another article I wrote this week in my newsletter that came out today, but the federal government required the phone systems to put backdoors in.
Right.
So the whole idea was, okay, we've got this law. You have to make it so that if we get a warrant, we can go and look at whatever it is that's in the warrant, right?
Right.
So sure enough, U.S. manufacturers that made the telephony switches, they went ahead and put the back doors in, right? So who has the key? Well, you know, the FBI does, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it turns out, so did China. China has been using the U.S. surveillance system, but they didn't bother getting a warrant. They just used the back doors. And again, Apple has been resisting that. Now, there's so many things about Apple I don't like. But when it comes to the cybersecurity, they really have been out in the forefront. And I have to agree with them. I've been fighting this since Bill Clinton tried to get the Clipper chip introduced to make everything less secure out there. And yeah, backdoors can be handy. When we had the Gulf War, we knew exactly what Saddam Hussein was saying, what he was saying to his sons, what they were saying. Because, yeah, it was encrypted, but there was a backdoor.
Yeah.
But now the bad guys, the Chinese, are hosing all of our data out of the back doors of the government forced installation, not just in the U.S., because the manufacturers that make the telephony switches also sold them to other countries. And those countries, military leaders and political leaders, were also monitored using U.S. back doors by the Chinese.
Wow. Ah, all right. Well, I'd like to talk to you more, but first I have to close the curtains. And I'm telling you, I'm putting my baseball cap back on, and I am getting extra... I just have to convince Heidi that we need... No, I'm serious. I have to convince Heidi that we need an Apple product. I'm going to start. Look, we just came through Rosh Hashanah. I brought apples into the house. That's the most I've been able to do ever with her, apples and honey. Mm-hmm. So if I can somehow convince her that it's all connected, it might be good. Hey, I love chatting with you. You know that, Craig. I just think the world of you. You had a great piece this week about the EVs and the batteries, and we don't have time to get to it. But do me a favor. Next week, can you I know we want to talk about the newsletter next week and what you got in there next week, but I'd love to touch on that as well, because I just hate the mandates relative to the electric vehicles. I'm with you. Look, you want an electric vehicle? Get one. I think it's great. Now, the people in Florida who are underwater, they got a lot of brand new coffee tables at this point, but you do you. Hey, how do people get signed up for the newsletter?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I hope I didn't get carried away today.
No, no.
This is core to me. Go to my website, craigpeterson.com. It's just my name right there on the homepage. You can sign up for my free newsletter and get everything we just talked about and more, as Jeff just kind of indicated, right there, craigpeterson.com.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe on the web. It's great stuff. And his newsletter, I'm just telling you right now, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. It is free. You're going to love reading it. You're going to be better off when you read it. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Can't even wish you like a happy something or other, except it's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Happy Politics and Pints Eve. I think it's all lined up already. Gary Hess, God bless him. I like Gary. I like Gary a lot, and he's just a solid dude. Always has been since the day I walked to the door. I think the world of Gary. And Gary is always put in this very, very difficult situation. Okay, Gary, you're going to be the master of ceremonies for Politics and Pints, and you're going to be the referee, and you're going to be the bouncer. Oh, and by the way, in your free time, come up with a list of questions to ask everybody. So Gary does all of it, pulls it all off, does an excellent job. He's flawless in his execution. But he always, I don't know why he does this, but he does. He puts together a whole list of questions. And you think about who's on the stage, right? It's me. It's John Reed. This time we got Brian Kilmeade. We've got Dana Loesch. The four of us speak for a living, and we know about the issues. So you can ask us pretty much anything about anything, and we'll have an opinion, or we'll make one up right there. But Gary puts it all together because he's a really nice guy. And the one person who complains and has complained, how many times have we done this, Jeremy? Is it 8 times or is it 9 times? You say it's 8. John Reed told me this morning it was 9. However many times it's done, there's one complainer, Gutman. I was like, Howard, maybe you should take a hint. You complain about all these questions because you don't want to answer these questions because, well, you know, you're an unrepentant leftist. And you are, what's the word I'm looking for? Just flipping wrong about everything. So, yeah. So, yes, he was complaining about the questions yet again. And I think it'll be fine. I really do. I think it will be just fine. Unlike one of the events we did in Ashland, we had, you remember this, Germ? We had a woman who was intoxicated, has such a, you know, a legalistic sound to it. But she had had a cocktail or 7, and she got up, and she was, I guess I would describe it as utilizing colorful language. It was very interesting. Now the crowds, I got to tell you, the Beacon Theater have not done that. The crowds of the Beacon Theater have all been so friendly and professional and respectful. And what I would say to you guys is tomorrow's the night to throw all that out the window if you want. Because I do think as we rotate around the different areas of Central Virginia, it's going to be the last time we're down at the Beacon Theater for a while. So it will be good fun. Hey, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Trust me on this. Good numbers coming out for President Trump. That means there's good news for our nation. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.